Hello, it's Joseph.
Hey, good morning, Joseph. It's John with Local Splash.
Hello. Yeah,
hi.
I saw my text.
I just got your message.
Let us know how we move forward. Potentially, I'm just going to get confirmation once I'm at the office.
No worries. So we just have to create a Google business profile and verify it for you guys. You actually do already have one verified, but Google just requires an advanced verification from the Google partners. So we send you a form for that. We'll verify the listings, make sure nothing's changed on that profile. And then we'll set up.
Can you explain to me what the additional profile needed is?
It's an advanced verification, so I could send you like an example of the form. Give me 1 second.
Because we already have a profile, and like I'd like to maintain control over it.
Yeah, no. We're not going to change that. It's just Google, like when you're working with a premier Google partner, they ask us for what's called advanced verification. So all we want to do is make sure there's no changes on that current profile, like no changes to your business address, phone number, name, anything like that, hours of operation. We want to make sure it's all valid and up to date.
We might be changing the hours as well as the phone number occasionally.
Exactly. So those are things that we want to have updated, right, at point of sale. And then they're going to send you this form.
We're still about to change those, right?
Yeah, at any time. It's just when we first start out, you know, they want the most up-to-date information. We're going to submit it. And then anytime you call in, if you want to make modifications, you can change it.
So I'd have to call you guys?
I mean, you could still access it yourself. If it's pre-existing before you sign up, you don't have to call us. You could just go into it. We're not taking away ownership of it. We actually will show you how to add us as manager to the Google business profile. So you'll still have access to it. It just gives us access to it as well.
Okay. And what type of, let's say on month two, mm-hmm. What would you even be doing like that you're charging us like that much per month? You would help us get on the front page. Is it guaranteed on the front page or a chance of getting on the front page?
Yeah, it's a Google business, Google Places optimization that we're doing. So it would have you listed in that top recommended section. Remember I sent you some stuff showing that you guys were currently listed as like the 11th or 10th option, I think, for just your city as it's currently listed now. So we would move you up into the top recommended section. There's only three guys that show in the top recommended section on the first page. So you'd be like the first ones that pop up, right?
And then does that show up as sponsored or like just recommended?
No. Sponsored would be if you enrolled in like our Google Ads program. The sponsored ones are pay-per-click, and then the Google Guarantee ones are pay-per-lead. We could do that for you too, but usually we like to get to know you a little bit, you know, do like work on like a local listing, and then it's a lot easier for you to get through the background screening on Google Guarantee later if you already have a Google listing or doing Google Ads.
Okay, and then what if after the first month I want to cut expenses real quick and just like pause for 3 months?
Well, we could do like a seasonal hold on it. But what happens is the seasonal holds will allow you to pause for up to 2 months. And then if you don't reactivate it at that 2 months, they reopen the position to the competitors in the area.
All right. Yeah, that's no problem. Let's chat with my manager when I get office in like 2 minutes, but he won't be here yet necessarily. Well, no, he probably is here. But
so you guys were considering the month-to-month pro package that I offered you at $199, or were you guys thinking about doing the year prepay that we talked about?
I don't recall the yearly, but month-to-month sounds like the best option for starters.
Okay, yeah. Of course, we always start like month to month when we're getting to know each other, and then obviously if you want to, as long as the reviews, everything are going well and everything continues to trend in the direction that you guys have been trending, then we could always talk about locking something up long term. It'll save you money. I made you an offer for like a year prepay. It's like $400 less than you guys would pay throughout the year. So I think at $199 you're scheduled for about $2,400. They were saying we could do it for like $2,000 even if you want to opt into that later.
Yeah, that's quite a lot. But again, if it leads to more customers potentially.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to do IT grunt work. I'm trying to do like NSP things as well as like commercial clients.
Gotcha.
I think I'll also grab the lunch.
A lot of times people use these Google campaigns until they close their doors. It's not usually something where it's like, even though we offer it month to month, we know you're more than likely going to use it long term anyway. So that's kind of why I mentioned that. But obviously it's a lot easier to justify when you log into your tracking system, you see all the customers that brought you to go, okay, let's do something for a year. I know I'm going to want that, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And, I'm more so, like, curious, like, I understand if it leads to more customers, but it's, like, only maintaining, like, the front page. Is it, like, kickbacks to Google or whatever the term is called with, like, them pushing us towards the front? Like, I'm just trying to understand, like, what – where the funds are going to and all that. I'm sorry, cause
I
have a
funny – Google. As a premier partner, the premier partners just get access to the algorithm for the Google Places placements. So they know that everybody that's in a Google Places placement in every industry across the United States is more than likely working with a premier Google partner or has somebody with premier Google partner status in-house that has access to those algorithms. So there's really no way around it now. The only way you get on the first page of Google and you make good money off of Google advertising is to be with Google directly or with a Google partner like ourselves directly.
All right, and I used to have a competitor. I don't consider him a competitor now. He's just kind of a loser. But, like, my former business partner, the name is Life Mobile Technology. Do you know anything about that on Google?
Life Mobile Technology?
Live, L-I-V-E. It's a terrible name. I made the mistake of partnering with him, but turns out, financially, he was taking advantage of me because I'm a 25-year-old. Yep.
Okay. 103 Google reviews, Fort Bend County.
A lot of those are forged. I found out.
Let me see.
And, like, it's a decent business, but I feel like I can run it more ethically, meaning, like, he would lie to customers and let's say you're helping a sweet old lady doing remote tech support. He's like, oh, did we do a good job? Okay, let me write a review. Controls her computer and writes the review for himself. Like, God damn it,
oh,
that's not the way you do things.
Yeah.
And again,
bad
Google can't tell.
They can't.
The only one who knows.
Well, they do have Google verified reviews for this. So, like, the people have to be logged in at their email. So the only way he could do it is if he did it the way you're describing, where he's literally, like, taking her phone that's already logged into, like, her iCloud or her Gmail and then writing the review. Yeah, that's horrible.
In this case, it was a laptop. And, you know, there's software called Splashdot where you can control, because they were helping with a virus issue, which is fine. But when you write a review that wasn't directly from
the customer,
that's where it becomes an issue.
Yeah.
And of course, you can also remove negative reviews on Google, too.
Yeah, we dispute them for our customers all the time. It's part of our service, the review monitoring.
Yeah.
Yeah, so
we want you guys to maintain
a good reputation. We don't want you to lose out on business opportunity.
Yeah, and I understand you can't please 100% of customers. Like,
yeah.
I ran an eBay store reselling computer parts throughout college, and I got a couple negative feedback, but overall it's like 99% good.
Yeah, I tell people that all the time, Joseph. Like, our company, we get 4.5 on average across all platforms, and, like, all review platforms, there's, like, almost 5,000 reviews we've accumulated since 2004. But it's, like, there's some of them up there that are just mad we even call them. Like, they're not actually customers. And then I laugh because I tell people, like, if you Google Disneyland has bad reviews. It's the happiest place on earth.
Yeah,
you know, that's what they call it.
I've been there a few times.
You sit in the hot sun, the lines are long, everything's overpriced, you know? And they're right down the street from us. So I tell people, I'm like, from a marketing standpoint, as good as it gets, it's just, you know, it's like sometimes people are mad about you calling them or they want, you know, we got them up and running. Now it's like, okay, I'm up and running and I see myself up there, but I'm not getting 100 phone calls. Like, we don't guarantee you 100 phone calls. We just put you up there and, like, the customers that come, it's organic. So if there's a flow of them, one day you might get, like, 10 of them. You know, the next day you get one or nothing, you know. It's just real. It's not like we're, like, doing anything. We're not grabbing their hand and making them call you, you know, or taking their laptop. You know what I mean? So, But yeah, I can pull it. I pulled his domain. It looks like he's spending $391 with a Google partner on advertising. But his keywords are like broad match. So instead of just focusing budget on like the main keywords in your industry, he's just kind of throwing it at the wall, seeing what sticks.
Yeah, and I actually know the Google partner they were with. I think it's called Google 360. Mm-hmm. And I mean, you've been nice on the phone, I think, but like the Google 360 partner, or one person I initially worked with that he wanted me to work with my office when I bought it here, mm-hmm. was they're just like not customer service oriented. Like the lady was almost insulting me for asking questions. Like this is such an obvious question. Like that's not how you get clients. Like I literally understand psychology. You got to be nice to your customers, your prospects.
Yeah, you know what's funny? That's a lot of the reason why we have our Google partnership. Google 360 is like the Google customer service, but a lot of the people who call Google 360, it's Google Ads. And Google Ads, usually they want you to have Google certification, like you do like a little 9-month course to learn how to run the ad, and then you do it yourself. And Google was realizing a lot of people were complaining about Google 360's customer service, or people weren't able to get maximum results by using that or doing it themselves. Cause you guys are running businesses, you know, you don't have time to sit on the computer 30 minutes, monitor the analytics, go and adjust your bid for your ad and do all this other stuff. So they were failing basically. Google was like losing every customer that was working with Google Ads and Google 360. So that's why they have the partner program where we're actually monitoring it, maintaining it for you so you can actually focus on the calls that are coming in. I think they kind of feel like most quote-unquote like legit businesses are already going to have somebody handling the marketing on the back end. Well, it's not really how it goes. You know, a lot of them are guys that are, you know, 2-3 years into business and they don't have somebody in that department, and they're just focusing on, you know, getting the exposure, getting the customers coming in, and, you know, you're probably going to be focused on the computer in front of you, not so much what's going on with your marketing on the back end. So I'm very familiar with them, though. They are a premier partner company. They're right next to the Google headquarters here in Southern California, next to Irvine. You're from California, you said?
Yeah, I've been to Irvine. I've had friends who live near Disneyland. Yeah.
So Google Building 1 is in... Oh, okay. So if you took San Diego 405 North, the new Google Building 1, which is like the main Google building, is off Jamboree, right in between Newport and Irvine. So it's like right as you cross the city line from Irvine and Newport, one side of it's Irvine, one side of it's Newport, Newport Beach, and it's right there.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, we're in Fountain Valley. It's literally across the highway. So we're like right on the other side of the 405 from them. And then I have my Google certification. All my reps have Google certification. We have to go over there and actually do that course that I was telling you about. So we have to refresh our...
Yeah,
we have to refresh
funny
our.
Enough... I'm trying to buy a house in Big Bear eventually. Keyword is like eventually,
yeah.
Not like immediately. But
that's awesome. I have a cabin in Crestline, which is like...
Where's that at?
It's not even 20 miles away from Big Bear. Like literally when you're going up the mountain on one side, the Highway 18, there's like Waterman Canyon you go up first. And then
or Snow Valley or what?
No, Snow Valley is like in the halfway mark between Crestline and Big Bear.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So it's arguably better.
Are you talking about like Green Valley? Yeah, it's really small town. Like they just have one grocery store. I like to go up there when it starts to get a little colder because it's like easy to go boarding and stuff. And then I have two little boys. So it's pretty nice. It's just, but it gets like 2 feet of snow when you get into December and stuff. So it's like nice for Christmas. But other than that, I rent it out to my aunt usually for the most of the year. And she has two little girls, too, my cousins. It's kind of crazy, though. Woodsy people. San Bernardino County.
I love that.
Yeah. Yeah. It gets a little nuts. But Crestline's cool. They have, like, a big water slide right there. Lake Gregory is right there in the front. You've probably seen Lake Gregory before.
I probably have. I mean, I would only go up the mountains for, like, Big Bear, Snow Summit, Snow Valley.
Yeah, so there's like three main lakes. There's Lake Arrowhead, Boulder Bay, and then Lake Gregory.
Nice.
Yeah, so it's right by Lake Gregory. You could see the lake from the cabin. It's pretty nice.
Hey, John, sorry to cut you short, but I got to head inside real quick.
No worries. Yeah, I know you got to talk to your guys, make sure you're all on the same page. If you want to shoot me a text over when you're ready, I could circle back with you.
Okay. Yeah, will do. I mean, 200 a month, 2400 a year. Work with me on the yearly price. I'd be tempted, but
That's what I was saying. If you wanted to do a year prepay, I could get it down to $2,000. I mean, I could ask them maybe to get a little bit lower.
Yeah.
What
in
you...
the meantime, ask please.
Okay.
Ask for yearly.
Well,
but
what,
I'm very tight financially, like super tight. Like I'd be paying with the credit card.
Gotcha. Well, then let's just start out month to month, and we could talk about a yearly later on. We could work on that as we go. And obviously, if all your reviews, everything continue to come back good, it'd be a lot easier to get approval on something like that.
Okay. And you saw my reviews are decent, or like what?
Yeah,
why are you saying
they're good? You don't have any bad reviews. There's 10 good reviews on there.
It's 12 now.
Oh, is it? Did you grab some laptops this weekend?
No, I don't. So I would feel morally against it, even though you can make money doing that. Like, at some point you gotta like see what your conscience says. No, I do a lot of business on the weekends.
Okay, these ones
like,
I think
most of our sales might.
The Draco Menace one that just came through a day ago. So that one wasn't on there before. When I messaged you this week, or before the weekend, and then I think there's another one from like 6 days ago that just got published too. So yeah, last I checked, it was at 10. Now it's at 12.
What do you mean got published? Like it takes a while to be approved?
Yeah, sometimes it gets submitted, and it might take like 48 hours to get approved. Or if it gets like submitted, and then it's like 24 hours, and then the weekend hits, and you got to wait till the next business day before it actually shows up.
Okay.
They just want to verify it. It's verify reviews. So usually if it just comes from an active Gmail account or email account that's kind of traceable back to whoever wrote it, then they just approve it.
Right, for sure. I'll talk to you in a little bit, John. Thank you for the
call. All right. No worries. You have a good one.
Bye.